The Bird Show.
So let's go ahead and reset this whole celebrity softball game.
Okay.
For this weekend. Who wants to take care of it? Melissa, you want to take it?
Well, I mean, I've got my Turner Field t-shirt on today because tomorrow is the day at Turner Field here, you know, in Atlanta, where there's a celebrity softball game with former Braves and current Braves and celebrities that are playing in a celebrity softball match right before the Braves game. And so it's a huge honor because, like Bert said, this is a major league stadium and people are actually going to get to play on the field at a major league stadium.
That's amazing, y'all. That's awesome.
And so we were all invited to participate. Jeff already, was taking vacation, so he's not going to be able to join the group. But the three of us, Wendy, myself, and Jen, have all accepted the invitation.
Okay, now there's some subtext here also if you're a new Bert Show listener. And the subtext is this. I've been a baseball player my entire life up until 6 months ago, probably my favorite sport until I started playing soccer. And I absolutely love baseball, you know, and the dream to actually play, I played 2 years of semi-pro baseball, so I was really, really into it, right? So the dream to play inside of a major league stadium, you can imagine how intoxicating that thought is.
And I also have to say that Bert and I have played together on, like, you know, park leagues. Like, we played in a Piedmont Park League, and we played with radio station teams and stuff, playing softball, and he's fiercely competitive. Like, he definitely plays 110%. Regardless of whatever sport you're going to be a part of, you're going 110%. Like, you know, if it was going to be a close call, Bert was sliding head first into third base so that he was safe.
I think, you know? Jen and I have that same gene. If you're going to go out, you're going to go out to play.
Yeah,
you're
going to go out to win. Definitely. We both have the competitive streak. But I mean, Bert was out to play. Last year, we played in Brian McCann's celebrity softball tournament.
That's right.
It was for his charity, and we got the honor of the invite to go out there and participate in that. And you turned two with
Andrew Jones.
Yes.
Was playing short and I was playing second. We turned a double play together.
They did a double play
together.
Cool. It was like so awesome. So Bert's intense when he gets out on the field and plays. I just needed to make sure I said that too, because it wasn't just when you were younger or just, you know what I'm saying? It has continued throughout your
life.
You're
over player. You're the dude on the softball team that is over player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's impressive. I think it's good.
I'm not the guy that's going to like go out there and yell and scream and curse and stuff like that because it's just a game, but I'm going to go out there and do everything I can to win for sure. Which is going to play a part into the final part of this whole discussion, right? But for me playing it, it's every kid's dream to play inside of a stadium with 40,000 people watching or a 40,000 seat stadium. I mean, how amazing is that, right?
On Turner Field.
On Turner Field. So the subtext to this again is that I was playing soccer, is it 6 months ago now? Five months ago?
I can't remember, but yeah, around that time.
And I busted up my leg pretty good. I ripped my ACL from my femur and my meniscus split right in half. That was a fun day.
That's sexy injury.
So I was on crutches for a while. I missed some work for sure. I've been out of it and I've been rehabbing the knee in hopes that it would be good to go for this weekend right here. This is the one that I've had circled on the calendar and every day I'm in there busting my ass trying to get this knee ready. It's for this weekend, right? My doctor has said he can't endorse me playing in this game. My physical therapist says, don't you sweat it. You're fine for it. So Stacy and I have been talking about it for weeks now. And I made the decision in my head that if I felt my knee was good enough to play, that I was going to go ahead and play in it.
Right.
And it's funny, in talking to friends and reading emails, this was such a gender split.
Definitely.
It was such a gender split. Like, women are like, how dare you even consider playing in this game? You have a family to think about. Stacy's going to have to dote over you again if you jack up your knee. And dudes are like, you better play in that game.
Yes,
you better play in that game and you better go in that stadium.
Because it's two different perspectives, you know, because Stacy was your caretaker while you were rehabbing that knee. And she just does not want to have to do that again for you to voluntarily go out there and injure it. Again.
True.
Yeah. When we first started talking about this, I went home and was telling my boyfriend about the whole thing. Like,
Fiance.
Oh, now he's fiance.
Right.
But like, I was telling Grant, I'm like, you know, Bert's going to do this and he's going to mess up his knee and all this other stuff. And he was like, you back off of him right now. And I go, what do you mean? He's like, oh no, you need to back off. He needs to play in that game. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's so like not common sense. And he's like, no. You don't take away his man card like that. He needs to get out there and play.
Man
like,
card.
I mean, he was like, adamant about it 100%. He said, if you guys debate it again on the show, call me because I got Bert's back.
Well, the thing is, if Bert gets hurt, then Grant and all these guys
here we go
take
again.
Care of it.
Here we go again.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I like that.
So, and my thinking on the whole deal was this. While Jen is absolutely right, I turn into that guy when I'm playing sports where I want to win. My feeling was in a celebrity softball game, and I only played the very first one I ever played in was with you a couple of months ago with Brian, that you, I mean, it's so loose and you're not even really keeping score. You only get in there for like 3 outs. You can go about 25% and nobody's going to give you a hard time for that. It's
it
not like you
relaxed.
Have, it's very relaxed. It's not like you're so competitive that you have to win or your whole team is dependent on you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So my feeling was, fine, if my knee's good enough to go, I'll go 25% and I'll get the experience of playing in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I took all that into consideration. My family is down at the beach this weekend, and I fly in there every single weekend, right? And I took this weekend and specifically didn't buy tickets to go, knowing that...
Because it was still up in the air for you.
Because it was still up in the air for me.
I walked in this morning at, 5:30 and said, so what time you take off for the beach today? Where it's like, what makes you think I'm taking off for the beach?
Yeah, I've had this date circled for a while. And I didn't buy the tickets or anything to go out to South Carolina because this was the weekend playing that game. Hey, Jody, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Bert, think back. 12 years old, you'd punch yourself in the crotch if you didn't play this game.
Indeed. Indeed.
He does that anyway to get ready for the show.
Just for fun.
You know how football players really? Will smack each other on the shoulder pads before a game to fire up? That's what I have them do to me right before we come on the air every single day. Yeah, they kick me right
Such
in the nards.
Such a dude comment.
Yeah.
Punch in the crotch if you didn't play.
Come on, dude.
So manly.
Put yourself in the crotch.
Charles, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. What's going on?
Hey, Bert.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, man. They probably gave you a knee brace, didn't they?
Say that again?
You probably got a knee brace, don't you?
I have a knee brace that I've used before, but they haven't given me one to use on the new knee yet.
Oh, man. Well, I play tennis. I have the same problem you do. Put that knee brace on. Go for it, man.
Yeah, the thing is, like, if it was a year from now, I'd have a lot more confidence in it. But, I mean, this is still pretty fresh. I mean, my rehab's not even over yet. I'm about a month away from that. So... But my physical.
Well, like you say, it's pretty laid back. Put that knee brace, and you know your limits. At least you're there. You can't miss that opportunity.
That's somewhere. I'm there with you, man.
Come on,
Bert.
Put on the knee brace and put yourself in the crotch. Got it. Good to go.
So last weekend, when I was hanging out in South Carolina with the kids, we broke the soccer ball out to play on the beach a little bit, right?
Okay.
And the kids are running around, and I'm really not doing a whole hell of a lot. Mm-hmm. But at one point, I started to mix it up with Hollis a little bit. You know, just elbow him in the face a little bit.
Right.
We started to get competitive, you know.
That's your youngest. He's how old now?
He's
three.
Yeah. And I realized when I was on the beach on Sunday that I couldn't cut, and I couldn't even run as fast as my three-year-old.
Oh, no.
And it was at that time I made the decision not to play in the game this weekend.
Oh, really?
You're not doing it.
I can't do it.
Let me ask a question. Did you buy your tickets today already?
I bought the tickets on Monday. Dudes, the amount of money that I spent to go down to the beach this weekend is stupid.
Okay, never
mind. It's stupid.
Never mind.
So, yeah, I couldn't outrun my three-year-old, and it was aching on Monday when I got in here.
Oh.
And I really thought to myself, if... I don't feel comfortable in it. I mean, I couldn't even run down the first baseline without a limp, and I thought, it's just, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to risk it.
I think that's a smart decision. I know you're mad, but I do think it's a smart decision.
And I wouldn't have realized it had I wasn't playing with the kids over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when I was doing physical therapy this week, trying to talk myself into, come on, man, you got a couple of days, you could do this. Leg was too sore. I'm not going to play in the game.
I'm so sorry.
Bummer. Hey, Debbie, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
I'm disappointed you're wussing out.
Oh, no.
No,
don't say that to him.
Don't do that.
Now you have
you don't have to give 100%. Just fake it.
No, I really can't. Like, I can't cut on it, and it was sort of going out on me on the loose sand and stuff like that. And if we're playing on grass, because I think they put you in the outfield, it's just too slippery a surface, and it's just... At this point, it's just not worth risking jacking it up for the next 6 months. If it was feeling stable, I'd be in that stadium, but I just can't do that.
I work for an orthopedic doctor. He could fix it if you mess it up.
Yeah, I don't want to go through that again, man.
Yeah, I'm
She's
sorry.
Like, I got your replacement.
So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Bert.
It is a bummer, dude, because I'm hoping there's going to be another game next year.
Because my thing, well, anyway, I'm not going to say anything because you already bought your tickets to go to the beach.
Yeah,
you
and just
go,
going.
You couldn't go and not, okay, because, okay, all right.
Well, it would have been a question of, I could have gone and like rooted you guys on and been at the stadium, but if I do that, then I don't spend time with my family for two weeks.
All right.
And
fair
that was
enough.
Sort of a no-brainer for me right there. So, damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here's Lizzie. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
My name is Reese, not Lizzie.
Reese.
It's okay. I was calling because I work at Turnfield, and my office is not even in the direction of the tunnel, and I go out of my way every day just to see that field. It's amazing. Honey. So, Bert, if you're not going to be able to play, at least come, you know, stand on the sidelines, go team. You're really going to want to be there.
Yeah, thank you for that call.
Yeah, why is everybody so mean?
You guys will be able to appreciate it, though. You guys will have a great time. What's up, Carl?
I just want to say, man, listen, if you don't go out there, I'm kicking you in the crotch. Come on, man.
You told me earlier this morning when you were walking out of here, you're like, oh, so you're going to leave your knee on the field.
Do it.
Man,
you're 40 years old. Man, you don't need your knee from this point on. Matter of fact, you play, I'll run the bases.
Get it. The Burt Show.